Thank you. Okay, let's see. This is the November 13th, 2012 meeting of the Committee on Appointments. I'm Mary Jane Shimsky. I chair this committee. With me are my colleagues, legislators Testa and A. Williams, and committee coordinator Wendy Wild will be running in and out, taking care of committee business as we go. Our first order of business is the minutes for the October 15th meeting, which unfortunately was the last time we got to meet before Mother Nature had other plans for us.
Before we got rudely interrupted.
Before we got rudely. Actually, are they the minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, great. Thanks, Elfrida. All right. Let's see. Let's take a quick look at them since we haven't had a chance to. Okay.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Minutes approved. Vote 3-0. Now we're going to get to today's items on the agenda. We are interviewing three proposed appointments for various committees. Our first interview today will be of Mr. Harry Singh, who has been appointed by the county executive as a member of the Westchester County Fair Housing Board. Thank you for joining us today, Mr. Singh. We already talked a little bit, but just to put on your record, on the record, what you do for a living and your connection with fair housing issues.
Yes,
and
sure.
Then we'll ask more specific questions.
I'm a registered broker for the last 11-12 years. I'm selling a real estate. Mm-hmm. I did my real estate appraisal courses. I know the business very well. And also I serve as a region chair for the Lions Club International, the largest, biggest organization in the world. 1.2 million members around the globe. Mm-hmm. And I serve in the zoning board for the last 4 years in the city of Yonkers.
Yonkers, okay.
And I got an opportunity a year ago to serve in the Human Rights Commission. And I was asked if I get an opportunity for a fair housing. I said, I love it because that's my business, that's my field. Mm-hmm. I face day to day the people. I like to help them, to protect them, not to discriminate on any ground. So this is my passion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you normally work as a buyer's broker or a seller's broker?
Both.
Both.
Seller's broker, buyer's broker, sometimes dual agent.
Mm-hmm.
When it is dual agency, then I'm very careful. I do not like to.
Well, yeah.
Rather, I handle my broker or delegate any other agent in the office.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Given your role there kind of in the middle, you certainly have a unique perspective on fair housing issues. Without specific names or places or anything, what have you seen in your work, in your professional, and your day job that either gives you hope or concern for the issue of fair housing in Westchester?
Yeah, I get a day-to-day, like I see a lot of complaints. I watch the television news tell. Sometimes I hear it. I see sometimes in that news tell through the HUD website and different medias and different newses that people are being discriminated. But they have, this country is great, land of opportunity. Everybody have a chance to go to the government to file the cases. And there is a lot of agencies like WRO and other agencies, they get an opportunity to hear the complaint first before they file it, so that they sort out the initial issue, not to file an actual complaint. Save the government time, judges time, fair housing board time. So these agencies are doing a wonderful job. And it happened to, I attended a few, you know, that when we do our ethics every 2 years, so we go for fair housing. Every 2 years, we have to complete our fair housing classes too,
right,
in order to renew our license.
Yeah. Are there certain things that you think landlords are doing particularly well, or certain things that landlords could be a little better on in terms of providing equal opportunity for housing?
See, the landlord could do a vital part. Like, they like to get a best, the whoever pays the best money, mm-hmm. get rent on time. Sometimes they don't say that they don't want a Section 8 or any other classes, because they want to have a regular, you know, the person right. who pays qualified, and the credit report is okay, and they see the employers or they are working, they like to inquire from the previous landlords. They want to make sure that they are putting the right person into their property to get the money, because that's their property.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. We are now passing around. This is a parting gift. Mm-hmm. We give this to all of our appointees. This is essentially this is the local law which created the fair housing, wait a minute, this is the wrong one, this is fair, we need fair housing board for you, housing opportunity commission. Okay, we're still waiting on that, but what we're going to be bringing in is the statutory authority for the fair housing board, and that will give you going in a clear view of what it was intended for you and your colleagues to be doing on the board. How do you see your time on the Yonkers Zoning Board informing what I know you've done housing cases on the Human Rights
Yes.
Commission. How do you see your time at the Yonkers Zoning Board informing your work both there and now on the Fair Housing Board?
Actually, you know that in the City of Yonkers, Zoning Board is every third Tuesday in the month. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. the Wednesday, first Wednesday in the month in the county, so there is no conflict. Mm-hmm. I easily manage. And it's not like I have to work the whole...
Your
question is?
What I meant was... what have you learned through your work on the Yonkers Zoning Board?
Okay. I learned that, you know, that those people, they like to make addition to the porch or addition to their bedroom or extend their deck.
They do deal with variances all the time.
For the variances, or they want to make the square footage, they can't make it like more than 3,000, but they have a family or they have a in-law setup, they like to have their, you know, in-laws too. Live there, so they need an extra variance. So they go with the commissioner housing, and mm-hmm. if for any reason they turn down the commissioner housing their request, then they file in the zoning board. Mm-hmm. And it comes to us, mm-hmm. and then it have to file through the attorney or the lawyers mm-hmm. or any engineer or any architect, or sometimes they can come after in front of the board. Like
on their own,
they can
right?
their own. There is no hard. Like a hard and fast rule, mm-hmm. and our board is very fair. Within like a maximum 2 months, we mm-hmm. make our decision if it is really needed. It's not legal occupancy or any like a basement is not like any like illegal,
right.
or if it's single family, we see like a 2 meters, 3 meters, we suspect like is using a multi-family, and the homeowner have to send at least a 200. Feet radius to all the people of the resident to the notice that it is going to be hearing on such and such date and come after mm-hmm. to attend the meeting.
100
right?
foot?
200 feet.
200 feet.
200 feet,
feet
radius.
Yeah.
And for any reason, like if there's a people so many oppose and it is not good for the community, there's a parking problem is going to happen, or there is a some other violation, then the people oppose, then we mm-hmm. don't get it. And sometimes is opposed, like the people come in support of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I see like so many cases like that. And it's very easy, and I like it very well. Mm-hmm. Our chairman is Mr. Joseph Chancholi. He's serving the board since 1968.
Wow.
As a member, board member.
Very long time.
And He is a chairman since 1992.
I was receiving my first communion in 1968.
And he's a chairman since 1992. Can you believe? I'm learning every day. It's a wonderful man. Every day learning about the real estate too, bylaws too, a lot of things.
That's wonderful.
It's an honor to you. It's a volunteer job again, but it's a lot of satisfaction we give back to the community when it is
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Does any of my...
You've been going to the board to these meetings, correct? You've been...
Yes. Every meeting I'm attending. That was first Wednesday of the month, but this time is today meeting, 5 o'clock. So my interview is very right time, 4 o'clock.
What's your take on the board itself? Do you want to feel comfortable with the board and things that are going on there? Good.
The board is very nice people, very respected each other. Good. Mm-hmm. Board meeting is, chairman is very great. Recently appointed director, Mr. Fang.
Just make sure you speak up so we can get it on.
Yeah, sure. Everybody's wonderful.
Yes. Speak into my lap chair, Mr. Singh.
I forgot.
We appreciate you spending the time and volunteering on these boards.
Unfortunately, I got this opportunity, you know.
We're still looking for the...
It should be the... It wouldn't select it.
We'll have to email it to you.
We may well have to email it to you. Do you have
any? Sorry.
Do you have any questions, Legislator Wells?
I guess I just have one. Do you see? You talked about some of the discrepancies with landlords or agents wanting to make sure that a person is financially solvent. Do you see any other problems in terms of fair housing in your experience so far with the board?
Not really. I see sometimes with the landlord and the people who are looking for the rent, like landlord doesn't say a clear answer, but they want to deal it with the, especially for the Section 8 or those who have a vouchers, they like to avoid. But I did a few cases for myself. I spent a lot of time and I did it.
There has been consideration off and on, I think, the last couple years, legislation barring discrimination against people with either Section 8 vouchers or certain other forms of non-income related rent, such as alimony and child support and so on. Do you have an opinion about such practices or such legislation?
Can you repeat your question, please?
Okay. How do you feel about anti-discrimination legislation that deals with Section 8 vouchers, alimony and child support, disability, veterans benefits, and so on? Do you think laws not allowing landlords to discriminate against people on those bases are a good idea? Do you think it's a bad idea? What's your perspective in the industry on such things, and how do you see it affecting your work on the board?
Actually, you know that the law should be little more harder, so that the people should not be discriminated. There is so many things when a person discriminates some grounds. The laws need to be more clear.
Okay.
Let's say on co-op. Co-op, nobody, I sold a couple of co-ops. I represent the seller too. I represent the buyer too. When they interview any prospective buyer, and they turn them down, they never give any reason why. Right. Yes. What's the reason is.
Right. Actually, we are in the process in the legislation committee of considering legislation on that. I think basically requiring a co-ops. Written reason
yes.
for co-ops.
Yes.
Yeah.
I brought this notice, like I served as a director for Westchester County Board of Realtors, Area 6 for the Scottsdale. So we have a like 12 director for all over Westchester. Now the board merged with the Putnam County, Westchester County, and Oakland County. So we have about 20,000 agents. I got an opportunity to serve in the board for 2 years last. I used to go to Albany and meet the congressmen, senators, brought our demands, and especially we asked for the changes, this especially co-op. And some of the cities like transfer charges, a lot of transfer charges, less the city of Yonkers, they still take 1.5% while somebody sells the property, they lose money. Some of the cities, they don't take
That's an individual municipality passes those transfer taxes.
But have you had trouble in your work with prospective buyers being turned down by co-op boards with no
It happens.
With no reason.
With no reason. It happens all the time. They don't give the reason why it is turned down. It's very frustrating. Because the co-op is not easily to sell it. Because seller also want to sell it, and the buyers also want to buy it.
But they can't get approved.
They can't get approved. And nowadays,
they sublease some more than
that. For the last 5-6 years, the problem is more because due to that, the mortgage.
The mortgage.
A lot of people, you know, they don't get a mortgage, they don't have a down payment, they don't qualify. And for dock loan, it's not like used to be a 0% down payment and get a closing cost of about top of that 6%. Time is gone.
Okay. Does anyone have anything else for Mr. Singh? All right. The way this process works is we'll be voting on your nomination hopefully later today if we can manage to get
everything
get
on
through our and then once at such time as we do that, your name would get before the full board of legislators and we vote to confirm the appointment. And then that, at that point, you're free and clear. So I don't know if Wendy may momentarily be bringing things in or not. I suspect not. So we will let you go. You've been a good boy. You've been sitting here long enough. And thank you very much for meeting with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Pleasure meeting you. Have a good evening.
Take care.
Okay, thank you.
Safe drive home.
Thank you, sir.
And I think I'll see who else.
Going for the county.
Oh, okay. Not too far, right?
No, not far. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Now, let me see. Maybe I'll bring Mr. Bloomfield in.
How did you make out in the storm?
I was out for 3 days. And yeah, I was lucky. I lost some siding on the house, lost some shingles off the roof, lost a bit of my fence. Nothing bad though, nothing compared to other people. I mean, I was traveling around my district with different, looking at different places, and it was bad. It was bad.
Yeah, my mind was bad too.
So I can't complain. How about you?
Yeah, well, I was out for 11 days.
I didn't
get electricity until Thursday night.
That's
bad. And I lost some of the fascia on the house, but that was minor. But there were two trees down, and they pulled wires down, so we couldn't even get out of the block there the first couple of days. And then they came along, and they took the trees up, but the wires they couldn't fix. And we didn't see anybody in a bucket until Wednesday, and that was like out on the main drag. In the residential areas, there wasn't anything. I kept getting these emails from people about, you know, how terrible it was. I said, oh, I know. Then when it got cold, it really
got bad. That was bad. What really got bad is when the gas shortage kicked in. Panic really
started. All right, you can sit over here.
I don't have a resume.
Hi, Chief Bloomfield.
Hi, John Testa. Nice
to meet you.
Hello. Hi, how are you? Alfreda Williams.
All right, thank
you.
Yeah, we've had issues with documents today.
So.
Am I sitting in someone's seat?
Your seat, that's fine. That's good.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Yeah.
Right. Actually, you're right.
That's all, I think that's all that 700 does.
Yeah. Well, at least we have this, which is, I believe, yes. One of the things we give all of our incoming applicants is the relevant law establishing their committee, board, or commission. So they can, we can ask some questions about it, or you could at least read it on your own time and have some understanding about what your full reach is. And okay. So since we are lacking your resume, we could really do this blind. Oh, no, wait a minute. I have it.
You have it?
Yeah, it's a January 10th cover letter on top.
I had three of, so I was given three of the same.
Oh, well,
previous.
That's not useful.
I have the letter, but I don't, and I have.
Okay. All right, well, why don't we get started? Your day job, if you will. Your professional way of work. Okay.
Previously, I had been director of human resources for a construction firm.
Mm-hmm.
My background in human resources goes back about 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I noticed a background in human resources as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Now, you did some work for, you said, a construction firm.
Yes.
Now, one of the things that obviously is focused on with housing opportunity is creating more housing opportunity through more housing. What do you feel you learned during your time with the construction company that might be of benefit to?
Probably nothing, because they were more designed. They were more architectural design.
Okay.
They were not in housing facilities.
Okay.
They were involved in office buildings. They had a particular interest in casinos.
Mm-hmm.
We had five
Maybe
offices.
You could fund some housing for us.
We had five offices here in the United States, an office in Abu Dhabi, and an office in China.
Mm-hmm.
So I stayed away from what they were doing specifically.
Mm-hmm.
I had enough of a job worrying about the human resources function. But in truth, I grew up in the construction industry. My dad was a mechanical engineer. And while I was never an engineer per se, I used to spend many of my summers working within the firm, spending a lot of time dealing with the issues that they did. Not so much from a philosophical point of view, but the nitty-gritty. What does it take to build this? They were specifically involved in heating and air conditioning, mostly heating. And so the question came down to, how do you design the job? What are the needs of the people within the building? What are the needs of the folks who own the building? What are they willing to do? What are they not willing to do? And it gave me an interesting foundation.
Mm. You've already started attending meetings.
2 years ago.
Okay. So you've been to a couple since then.
Yes.
What do you see as the value of your commission in terms of increasing the amount of housing out there? And how do you see your role, your personal role in it?
I've been sitting as a member of the committee at large, so I don't have a specific geographical concern.
Okay.
So I've had the opportunity to talk to people throughout the county. Mm-hmm. And in fact, 2 weeks ago, I attended a workshop. In fact, I have a third session is tomorrow. And it gave me a chance to talk to people throughout the county. And not people who represented the county, but people who represented their own communities.
Mm-hmm.
And it gave me a whole different sense of what was going on throughout the county. What were their issues? Why are they doing what they're doing? What are the problems that they have? And I really feel that with that new approach, that I'd like to look at the committee that I sit on and help them to find ways to address the individual committees, not at the county level, but at the individual community level.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the biggest takeaway I've mm-hmm. gotten.
Okay.
I've had that sense sitting on the committee because, in truth, we talk about what has happened, it's a done deal, rather than what went into it.
Right.
And now, having had some time to spend with the people who create the numbers, I really feel we need to spend more time addressing their issues and helping them to make this happen.
Mm-hmm. What sorts of issues are the issues where there's more commonality among the communities, and then what are the kinds of issues that tend to break down into more individual problems from community to community?
I don't rightly know. I think that each community has its own identity.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't thought so much in terms of commonalities and differences in terms of looking at the communities in total.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to figure out what it is that's holding them back, what it is that can get them to move forward. The communities in Westchester County are so very, very different. And I must say that I live in East Chester.
Okay.
East Chester is a very built-up community.
Right.
And we look at places further north, and they do not have the infrastructure that we have in East Chester. And so if we look at what we're being asked to provide in terms of housing space, down county versus up county, it's very, very different. Down county is a question of what space can we take over, as opposed to up county, which is what spaces can we develop.
Mm-hmm.
And so the situations around up county are so very different. I really can't say universally, you know, what's going on here, what's going on here. I have to take each individual community as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Does anyone have any questions? All right. Basically, your job, if you will, begins, I guess, on the back of the fourth sheet of your handout, lays out duties. You know, basically a lot of what you're doing, we've done some discussion of. What do you see do you see any disparity in terms of need for affordable housing from one community to the next? Or I mean, we've talked a little bit about the physical setting, which is hugely important. We've had a lot of issues here with various attempts in the northern part of the county where, for example, there are no sewer systems, which is something you kind of take for granted when you design an apartment complex. And we've had to come up with various creative